Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here on the radio waves. Bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. And it is a bittersweet edition of Free Talk Live for me because, Derek J., it's going to be your last episode of Free Talk Live for the foreseeable immediate future.
Yeah, see you guys. I'll miss you.
You're going, I say bittersweet because for you, it's pretty exciting. You're going off to San Francisco. For our listeners who haven't heard that yet, you've been on the show now for a number of years, since all the way back
2011.
Yeah, you got started when I was in jail, I think, back then. Now here you are.
That's right. In your absence, I added a voice to Free Talk Live and have been on the show since then. And that's been a lot of fun.
Exploded into this one-man media empire with so many different radio shows that you do. You've got Flaming Freedom on Thursday nights, Cop Block Radio on Wednesday nights on LRN.FM, both of those shows. You're also, doing Freedom Fiends.
Yeah, regular co-host of Freedom Fiends every Sunday night from 1 to 3 a.m.
You've done a lot of television production. And you've also, you know, produced your own movie, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. So it's been an absolute blast doing media with you here. I'm so sad to see you go, but at the same time, so excited for you because I know you're going to have a blast in San Francisco.
Thanks. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope to work in the world of Bitcoin and expand Bitcoin adoption in person in San Francisco and throughout the world.
And you're also planning on continuing most of your radio shows. So
all of them.
Except for Free Talk Live.
Except for Free Talk Live.
I have a pesky rule about being actually physically here to do a show.
You know,
show.
Freedom Fiends, or the Fiend Phone would make this possible, but I understand your rule. But people can catch all the things that I'm doing at TheDerekJ.com. I actually have an RSS feed that includes all the different podcasts that I do. So if you miss me from this show, you can go subscribe to that podcast feed.
Will you still do video blog style updates as you have done?
Yeah. I have a YouTube channel and I continually upload. I just uploaded a few videos there this week, so you can follow that. Links are all at TheDerekJ.com.
Now, I heard that you got video from yesterday's Free the Nipple event.
Oh, yeah.
But that was kind of a difficult thing to do. You didn't want to feel like a creeper or whatever. What was that?
So there was a Free the Nipple event yesterday, which was a national event for topless equality, where men and women were topless out in public, and I wanted to capture the event, you know, as a media person, and just record, like, get on the record. Hey, people were here at the beach hanging out,
right.
But also, I didn't want to be this creepy guy with a video camera, like, sneaking up on topless women. They could make any kind of assumption about what I'm doing, so I wanted to be really explicit with all the people that I recorded.
Yeah, I'd like to make sure they were cool with it.
Yeah, right. Or just stay at a very far distance, you know, just to capture the scene of like, oh, people are playing frisbee, you know, and it's not so obvious that you can't see them up close, but you can tell that they're topless. And some other ladies I recorded, and I just asked them point blank, hey, you know, mind if I record you? I want to get from your neck up because I want this to go on YouTube. So
right. That's what I was going to ask, is if you had to do any censoring of the video in order to upload it.
Yeah, but they would have been comfortable otherwise. You know, it's not like they were declining. They were out in public, you know, so they didn't mind being seen. They didn't mind taking
pictures. And the
purpose of the event. Right.
No, I was just talking about from YouTube's perspective.
Free the nipple.
No.
Yeah.
I wasn't talking about like some sort of artsy decision or whatever, or to protect the viewers. It's YouTube they're gonna pull your video.
Well, wait a minute. It's also about consent, Mark, because I asked these ladies permission to film them, and later on I saw these very two same individuals who were being harassed by a man who was recording them with his phone, and they didn't want him to be.
Interesting.
He was up in their grill, you know, and they were recording him as a defensive measure, you know, saying that they were gonna Photoshop something else into his mouth, and it was discouraging to see, honestly, that these women couldn't just enjoy the day without being harassed. Like, I would have hoped that would have been the case, that it would just be a normal day, and there wouldn't be anything unusual.
What kind of harassment? Telling them to put their shirts on, or, like, what were they saying?
Guys getting up, like, close into their personal space, taking pictures of them, and saying some comments about the fact that they're topless, or... I saw some guys actually follow some women back to their car, which really it concerned me after the fact. I thought that they were, like, friends with these ladies. Like, maybe they were all just hanging out, and I don't know. They're all strangers to me. But later, as I was driving away, it became clear, like, they were harassing these women, saying, oh, what's the matter? You can take a picture of me. You know, I don't mind. And it was about consent. I felt like... you know, for a lot of these women, even though they want to free the nipple and be out in public, it's still just a common courtesy to ask someone's permission if you want to take their photo out in public. I get that I film a lot of people in public without their permission.
Yeah,
I do it.
That's what I was thinking about.
I do that for government people, but these are just people out trying to enjoy their day in a park, and it's just, I just think it's a nice thing to do, to ask someone's permission if you're going to use their image.
Did you get any video of these hecklers, the people that were giving them a hard time? Or was it the ladies who recorded the video?
No, the ladies recorded the video, and okay. I was really delighted to see that, you know, that was their response. Like, you know,
get it on the record.
Yeah, it's a peaceful way to... and that guy went away. It was a deflection for him. He didn't want to be recorded, you know. And
he could dish it out, but he couldn't take it.
Well, yeah, and that was even more powerful than if they were to use fists, right? These women didn't need any men to come to their aid. They were about 20 years old, I would estimate, and young topless women walking along the beach. There's lots of young guys who were shouting things at them from across the way, and you know, it's interesting. Takes a lot of courage to do what they did.
It's interesting, the hecklers that you're talking about, they were male. Did they encounter any opposition from females that you noticed? Because
I've
seen some of the, you know, like the news reports about the topless events, there have been females who've been commenting on how they don't agree with it. So it's interesting that it was the males that were giving them more of a hard time in the real world.
Well, a lot of the male attention was basically catcalls and wolf whistles, this sort of thing, right?
Well, I don't know. It's not entirely clear. It's just sort of a... I couldn't hear exactly what words were being said, but anecdotally, one woman did cover the eyes of her young male child as these women were walking past, you know, to protect him, of course, from seeing these
areolas.
Yeah, and I thought that was bizarre. They relayed that story to me.
Yeah, that's such a weird thing when you see it happen, and I've seen women behave that way. I saw one mom behave that way with her kids when I was walking in the Memorial Day parade. It wasn't a topless event. I had a peace flag with me, and apparently that was worthy of covering the child's eyes as well. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Mean Bob in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live, Mean Bob.
Yeah, hello? I'm a good... Yeah, hi.
Yes,
I'm good friends with Ted Cruz, and I wanted to know, you guys going to be voting for him, right, this coming election, right? What do you think?
We're going to be wanting for him? Voting?
What? Yeah.
No, not at all. Well, I mean, I can't answer for Derek J and Mark Edge here, but...
I don't even know which one he is.
He's got dark hair. He's running as a Republican.
He sounds uninteresting.
I don't believe he was born in the United States, is that right?
Well, hold on now. Let me help change your guys' minds. Let me tell you a quick story about my good friend Ted Cruz.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Persuade me.
So a couple weeks ago, me and my buddy Cruz went down to Tijuana for a little guy's night out, and after a few drinks in one of the local bars, Cruz suggested we go see a local donkey show.
A bondage show?
No. Donkey.
Sounds kinkier.
Well, when we get there, the show begins, and at first I was a little disappointed that it was a man instead of a woman with the donkey, but then my buddy Cruz said he likes it better that way, and I tell him, well, whatever gets your donkey off. So... after the show is over, my buddy Cruz shows the performer a couple of Franklins, and both of them and the donkey go in the back for something. I think they were playing Call of Duty, because I can hear my buddy Cruz yelling, I love teabagging. So,
thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Did he say he loved teabagging? Is that what he said? Okay. You're going to have to go to Urban Dictionary to look that one up, because I don't think that we can talk about what that is.
Isn't it what Tea Partiers do?
Oh, boy. All right, so 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number here tonight. Is it wrong to kiss your children on the lips? Mark apparently does it. And Derek J. wants to talk about it.
Ew.
It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then ExtendoVite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why ExtendoVite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you'd like. We've got kissing to talk about here tonight. Actually, I made a mistake when we were going out to the break there. I said that it was Derek that wanted to talk about it. Actually, Mark, you had brought the story in about kissing on the lips as far as your kids are concerned. And I want to get into that here in a moment. We've also, of course, got a website. You can go and get interactive on a variety of different ways there. Right there on the front page, you can actually create the content on freetalklive.com. So go there and get involved and enjoy. It's all totally free. Also, you can go to bitcoinist.net, which is the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. BitcoinIST, bitcoinist.net. It's the prime online destination for info about the Bitcoin and digital currency industry, including community forum, breaking news, as well as fintech and blockchain news. Bitcoinist has sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a beginner's guide to Bitcoin that is excellent, and more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. Go to Bitcoinist.net. That's Bitcoinist.net. Let's go first to the phones, and then we'll talk about kissing. Libertarian Banker is calling from He'd Rather Not Say. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
I want to start off and just say I don't see any problem with kissing your kids on the lips. My daughter does it all the time. In fact, it's kind of a game. You know, hey, Daddy, give me a kiss on the lips, that kind of thing. So I just want to throw my two cents in there.
How's that a game?
Look, what I wanted to call about tonight was actually something that Mark had brought up last night. He was talking some crap about the bankers. And, Mark, you know I had to call up and defend.
I figured I'd hear from you.
Yeah, I'm glad you called in because Mark was making these sweeping statements that he ultimately clarified eventually to say that he thought that bankers were gangsters if they would ruin someone's credit over an extra charge or like a charge that they never paid off or something like that.
Absolutely. So. And, Mark, I would agree with you in some sense that the banking system and the Federal Reserve system and the banking cartels that make up that system act like gangsters. Absolutely, they do. But there are certainly banks out there that that handle things the right way. And so my question is about the friend that you had that had the $8.50 charge on his account that you said they ruined his credit over. So my question to you, Mark, is what is their recourse? What is the recourse when somebody owes you money like that, unsecured, not secured by any type of collateral? What is the recourse, Mark?
Well, I tell you this. I think that in that circumstance where, say, a person has a dispute of an $8.50 charge, and then the bank hits them with late fees, and then continually day after day hits those late fees with late fees to the point that you're talking about thousands of dollars over an $8.50 charge. A debt is created when I get something from you of value, and I'm going to pay it back, and I don't pay it back. Whereas when you're talking about bank fees, you're talking about somebody. I'm not going to call it arbitrarily because in many cases it's in the contract, but somebody just creates a number out of thin air and says, this is what you owe us, and it's because of, this $8.50 charge. And that I find offensive. What is their recourse? Their recourse is an opportunity to say, well, look, we put some time and energy into this. This $8.50 has cost us. How about $100 and we'll give you a new account and we can start all over and then your credit won't be ruined anymore.
Absolutely, and banks do that all the time in settling charges and credit cards and past due debts and things like that. So that type of thing happens all the time. My thing is that in my experience, when somebody is upset with a bank, the first thing they do is they go, I'm going to close my account, And so maybe what your friend did was act in haste, and maybe he should have gone to the bank, disputed the charge. I don't know what happened in that situation, obviously. But, instead of just closing out his account and saying, see you later, and then this $8.50 charge, the bank's like, well, what the heck, Hey. There's hundreds of people out there that do the same things to banks every stinking day. And, you got to have some recourse at some point because there is no collateral on something like that.
I'm with you, Libertarian Banker. You got to have some kind of recourse in any kind of business if people steal from you. And that's what I would consider this being. You have a debt to the business, and someone is walking out on it. They're stealing from you, effectively. But for $10 or less, is it worth it to employ anyone to go chase after someone who's walked out with that amount of money from a bank?
Yeah, and I agree with you. That's very petty over $8.50. And I would imagine that is probably a big mega bank, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. You know, there are a lot of local banks and credit unions out there that are all about customer service and all about.
Well, a credit union's not a bank, and credit unions weren't mentioned in this.
Exactly, they provide banking services, right? Credit unions.
The difference is that they're not taxed. So credit unions actually I like a lot better because the government doesn't steal money from them. Although they do still give them their power, so, you know.
But isn't it true, libertarian banker, that if one bank blackballs you, that you're blackballed from the entire system, so therefore...
Yes, and that is a very good point in that there's a system called Telecheck and some other systems that they can run you through when opening a bank account. And I've seen countless people get in that system that actually have a legitimate, you know, something that happened. I bounced a check and I cleared it up, or... You know, this person stole my identity and charged this up, and the bank never cleared it. And it is impossible to get your name cleared out of that particular system. The credit bureau system, however, has a lot more rules in place as to how to dispute things. But the Telecheck, those type of checking account systems, they're awful. They are absolutely awful.
I'm in that system, Libertarian Banker, and I know this for a fact because I happen to be the friend who Mark was mentioning.
It was none of my business to say his name.
I appreciate that, but I don't mind revealing that. You know, I walked out in haste. You're right. I stormed out because I believed that the customer was always right. But boy, was I wrong. The bank sure showed me. I just wanted to close my account and say, look, you know, I've paid hundreds of dollars in these overdraft fees. You're all crooks. You haven't given me anything. I don't even want to have a bank account. I just need to for, like, bill paying and stuff. It needs to go through a bank. That's just the world we live in. So anyway, they ruined my life. They ruined my credit. And now when I tried to get a bank account here in Keene from one of the local banks, they ran my name through this system. I wasn't looking for a credit card. I didn't want any money from them. I wanted to put money into their account, into their establishment. And they said no. Blackballed from this system. Cannot participate.
Thanks for mentioning that. And actually, that's, you know, I'm sorry if I said anything there that would have offended you, sir. But
no.
Basically, this that system that you're talking about is creating an entire class of unbankable people that are there then for other industries to pounce on. I mean, like these pay card systems that fees and
the title loans and the cash for the check and cash advances and all of that. So there's no way to come back from a Telecheck blackball. There's just no you can't even.
There is, but there is no like uniform process as there is with the credit.
Wow. Can we talk about it? Because I want to see what your experience is in coming back. I've met a lot of people who are in this system and their lives are effectively just shut down financially.
If you got time. Stand by. Libertarian Banker, this is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. simulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. And how would you like to save big time on your next purchase at Amazon? How about saving 25%? 20%? Somewhere around there. Because the average is 20%, but I've never had a problem getting 25% off over at Purse. Now, what you do is you go to saveatpurse.com. That takes you to our special page that where you can get registered. And once you do that, Free Talk Live, whenever you buy something through saveatpurse.com, that will get us a very small portion of the purchase price. Now, you only have to go to saveatpurse.com just that first time to get registered for the account. After that, you can go to their regular URL. You add whatever you want to your Amazon wish list, import that into Purse, and then select the discount that you want. You get to choose the discount. Now, the higher the discount, the longer it might take to fulfill your order. So they actually have a Purse instant option where you can save 5% without having to wait at all. But if you're willing to give it a few hours or a day or two, you can save 20, 25%. No problem. Get started at saveatpurse.com. What's the catch? How do you save this kind of big money? Well, you have to pay with Bitcoin, because Bitcoin makes that possible. Now, if you want to learn how, it's very easy. Just go to saveatpurse.com. They got a great video there that really explains the process. I've done it a couple dozen times at least and intend to continue using saveatpurse.com.
As long as I can.
Absolutely. So let's go back to Libertarian Banker. He is calling to discuss this idea that banks are gangsters, and so that's what Mark was suggesting last night. I got Mark to clarify that he only meant the banks that would essentially blackball someone's credit over an unpaid $8 fee. And Libertarian Banker, I guess you guys had another question for him about like the process of coming back from one of these blackballs. Is that right?
Yeah, there was some organization he called, I think, Telecheck. Telecheck, I believe is what it was called. And yeah. I've met a few friends who have you know, gotten on the wrong side of banks. Now, for whatever reason, I've made a lot of mistakes in life. Anybody who knows me knows it's true, but I've never had this particular problem. Maybe it's the healthy fear of banks, you know, from bred into me from very early on. But, you know, the fact that we even talk about healthy fear of these organizations kind of backs up what I'm discussing. So, when Libertarian Banker, when people get on the wrong side of Telecheck, how do they get out of this system? It's got to feel a lot like, you know, a Kafka-esque nightmare. Derek J., how long have you dealt with it?
It's been years. This was back in, like, 2010.
Did you ever ask Derek what the process was to rebuild from the blackballing?
No. You know, as the letters piled up from Bank of America, I just sort of ignored them and threw them in the trash.
Okay, so you haven't been in the process for 10 years or whatever. You haven't even tried.
I did try once when I tried to get a bank account here in Keene. I went with a local bank because I thought maybe they would be exempt or maybe they would look the other way. And that wasn't the case. They handed me a piece of paper that said, oh, here, call this Telecheck system. Mm-hmm. And it was a dial through the automated voice sort of thing where it's like 1-800 and then press 4 and then press 5 and then input this code. And at the end of it, it was just like, that's it. See ya. Bye. We'll get in touch.
And they did,
and it was just they hung up on you. So it's like there's nothing to do. There's no recourse for a person, you know, who may have made this mistake. And I would call it a mistake. I wouldn't do it again. Certainly.
You were young at the time.
I didn't know. I was about 19. And I was naive enough to think that a business would treat me with the mantra that the customer is always right. I mean, I had handed them hundreds of dollars in just that year in these overdraft fees. And I think it's designed this way. I think, you know, people who are young might be able to identify with me where you don't keep a lot of money in the bank. And then you use your debit card for everything, you know. And then if it goes over just by 30 cents or something, you know, you're hit with a $25, $30 fee.
Libertarian Banker, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And Derek, this happens all the time. And to answer your question about Telecheck, it is, I don't know the whole process, but I know it's very difficult from the people I've talked to that have tried to go through it. So it's a terrible system, and there's no competition for these reporting sort of agencies. There's like one or two of them, and the banks are kind of like monkeys. They just, you know, the bell rings, and they go, ooh, ooh, you know, so, you know, they want to find one simple solution that anybody could use, but it's terrible. But what I would say is there is a lot of financial institutions that are recognizing these types of people and actually are providing decent financial services to them and not trying to rip them off. There's a couple of Walmart, actually. I got to give them credit. They've turned this that group of people, that demographic, into a customer base, a pretty good customer base, with the Bluebird card and with there's another thing, Wood Forest National Bank. They have something called the Second Chance Checking Account, if you've ever seen that. But
now, I know Walmart was trying to get into banking, but they were denied several years ago. Have they been allowed to offer more banking services since then? I know they wanted to launch an actual Walmart bank so they could issue their own credit cards and save big time on credit card fees, but the regulators wouldn't let it happen.
And I don't know the exact story there, but yeah, you're right. They have been trying for years, but this, you know, Wood Forest, I think, is just an affiliate of theirs. But they, you know, with the, they have this thing, American Express has the Bluebird card, Walmart has something else. But they're actually decent services, you know, that don't charge a heck of a lot of money, that won't allow you to overdraw it and things like that, which are starting to fill that niche in the market, I guess. But I, you know, one final point, and then I know you guys got to let me go, but I think that all of this kind of stems from the fact that the dollar itself is not meant to be a virtual currency. It was meant to be a paper currency. And, you know, the banks have tried to turn it into a virtual one and have, you know, used it to their advantage to post transactions in certain orders and do other things, manipulate the currency in a way that benefits them. And that's why I like Bitcoin. And, you know, I've called in about that before.
So here's another practice that I have experienced firsthand from banks. And if this was a practice that was being used on me from sort of any other business besides the government, a bank, and a cell phone provider, I would consider it completely unacceptable, and I'd go to the competition. If it was being done to me by a friend, I'd never speak to them again, which is that when they like, I make a deposit, and I used this example last night. If I make a deposit at, say, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then I go out that evening and, you know, have some fun with some friends, and I use my debit card at 11 p.m. at night, the next morning the bank will post my withdrawals, which were at 11 p.m., you know, many hours, 8 hours after my deposit, which was at 3 p.m., and they will then charge me an overdraft. I should have mentioned that this deposit would have been very close to the end of my, the bottom of my account as far as revenue goes. And I think that that's a practice that is, you know, kind of earns the title gangster, like I was tossing about last night.
Absolutely. I agree. And the bank that I'm actually with did that exact thing about a decade ago. We changed the posting order of certain transactions to benefit the customer more, and it actually it's a selling point that I used.
I don't think every bank. I was going to say I don't think every bank has this policy because I know TD Bank.
Honestly, Mark, that used to happen a lot, and a lot of banks got wise. But you know, consumers complained to the government, and you know, the government I'm sure put some pressure on the banks to do something about it, but.
Well, admittedly, my information is from I've been married 10 years now, and she really doesn't let me anywhere near the checkbook. But, you know, it's old information, but that's how it was going for me. I got hit, I can't tell you how many times, with overdraft charges because of that bull crap.
Absolutely.
Hey, Libertarian Banker, thanks for the info tonight. I appreciate the inside scoop there from inside the business. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I happen to know that the TD Bank does do their deposits in the evening. So after they close, the deposits head off to a processing facility, and they get done that night. So I know they don't have that issue. And, in fact, to give credit to TD Bank, they're not a sponsor of the show or anything like that, but I've always had great experiences with them. Derek J., you said TD, this sort of multinational bank, it was originally based in Canada.
Right.
You went in there, and even though the local guy said, sorry, we can't give you an account due to this telecheck thing, TD let you have an account.
Yeah, they were able to help me. I don't know what the difference is.
Did they say, hey, you're flagged, but we're going to do this anyway? I mean,
no,
did they even mention it?
No, they didn't make any mention that, you know, I had a less than perfect score. You know, they didn't say that affected anything at all. And they shouldn't. You know, I would think that it would be irrelevant. I'm not asking for credit.
Hold that thought. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and this is Free Talk Live.
For anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device, MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Banking nightmares. At least that's what Derek J. had been experiencing for a number of his years in his life after walking out on an $8 overcharge, as I understand it, on his account and figuring there wouldn't be any huge consequence for that. But apparently they blackballed him in some sort of telecheck system that most banks apparently use to run somebody's name before they'll give them an account. And if you've gotten the old blackball, you're done for. You're not getting any account from those banks. Apparently not all of the banks, because you tried again at TD Bank, Derek J.
Yeah,
but weren't dissuaded enough.
Yeah, but that's still not good enough, because every credit card I apply for, even the ones at the regular department stores where they basically give away, like in a Cracker Jack box, mm-hmm. that you can't get. I can't get those either.
You've got a wage
card. My credit is so bad.
Yeah, that's true. A good point.
But which isn't really a credit card.
A credit card.
Yeah, it's a debit card that is funded with Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And it's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's much preferred. You know, at this point, I'm glad that WageCan and Bitcoin exist because they provide alternatives for me. I don't need this old system anymore, fortunately. So let's go to your Mark.
Well, I just wanted to say real quick that part of the reason banks are messed up and they act so similarly to a bunch of gangsters is because the whole model's messed up. A bank should be an organization that stores your money for a fee. But because of the fiat currency system that we have and the way things are designed, people have an expectation that they're going to have free accounts. An account is a service. They're keeping your money safe.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't put your gold coins, you wouldn't expect to get a safe deposit box at a bank to store your gold coins for free. That'd be insane. You might get it if you put enough money into the bank that they can use for interest in a loan or
a
CD or something like that.
I thought they were supposed to be competing for your dollars by offering you an interest rate, not charging you a fee, but offering you money for putting your money there.
If you're giving them your money to hand out to loan, like in a CD, a certificate of deposit or something like that,
yeah,
that makes perfectly good sense. If they're just keeping your money for...
But don't they do that with their savings accounts and everything anyway?
Yeah, Derek J's right. I mean, look, you get a smaller interest rate on a standard account than you do a CD, and that's because they know you could come in anytime and remove the money from the account.
I mean,
but they're still using that money to loan out at some level.
Like, I don't feel like I'm getting a service when I go to the bank. I don't need all the lollipops and dog bones, you know? Free pens don't really do it for me, and I'm not paying a monthly fee for that.
I don't... you're getting me wrong here. Your bank shouldn't... A bank should not be lending out stuff you put on deposit. That is sort of... it's contrary to what people... you know, like, they may understand it, but they believe when they go to the bank that they should be able to get their money back. However, when you understand what a run on the bank is, that means people have gone to get their money, and everybody's gone and gotten all the money, and the money's not there anymore.
No money left, right. Yeah. That's the risk of using a bank, is that there could be a run on that bank, and you don't want to be caught in that.
Wait a minute. That's not necessarily a bank thing. That's because of fractional reserve banking. It could be that a bank has 100% reserves and that there wouldn't affect them.
I suppose you're right, but I highly doubt there are very many banks.
Well, it's mandatory that they have a 10% reserve today because of fractional reserve banking. As far as I'm aware, no bank can vary from that. It has to be 10%. They can't have 100% reserves even if they wanted to.
Really?
That's my understanding of the way fractional reserve banking operates in the U.S.
I mean, I know how fractional reserve banking operates.
Yeah, but it
operates.
Has to be 10%.
I didn't know it was mandatory.
It was fixed.
That a bank had to loan like that. I mean, they would want to. So.
Well, if they have more money, then they're going to attempt to put out more loans.
Right. So, you know, they can only loan so much out, and I'm sure they keep a certain percentage in reserve for anybody who comes in to empty out their account. But, yeah, I mean, there is that chance that there could be a run on the bank, and that's one of the risks involved in using the bank. Let's go to John in Minnesota in the north part, listening to WNMT. Hello, John.
Hello. Say, I don't know if you ever heard this saying, a man lives dangerously, the trust is held to a doctor, his rights to a lawyer, his money to a banker, and his soul to a preacher.
I like that.
That's I like that
nice.
List.
Yeah, because people... They're trusting in somebody else to take care of their things, which they should take care of themselves. But as far as banks go, you ever hear of Jerry Spence? He's a lawyer, but he wrote a book, From Freedom to Slavery. And in the book, he doesn't take too high opinions of bankers. He calls them banksters. And I think this was written in the early 90s, this book. He wrote From Freedom to Slavery. And Makings of a Country Lawyer, and How to Argue and Win Every Time.
John, thanks for the recommendations. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Mike is in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
How's it going, y'all?
Welcome, hey. Sir. You're on the air.
Fantastic. First of all, I want to preface this by saying I don't really know what party affiliation I have. I follow along with a lot of all of the affiliations' ideas. You know, I'm for universal health care. I want stricter immigration rules. I'm for gun rights. So I don't really know where I fall, but I will tell you.
Yeah, you sound like a mess.
I might be, man. I might be. I will tell you that I was at the Trump rally here in Mobile, Alabama. This is where I live. And from what I gathered from all the people in the audience, they weren't really worried about his celebrity status or how much money he has. The general consensus among the crowd, and I'm only speaking for Mobile, Alabama, is that we're just ready for someone who's willing to take care of the Americans in this country, get us out of the hole we're in, because so many of the Americans in this country are struggling. And I personally know a lot of people who are working and working two and three jobs and still can't get by. So we're just wanting someone, and I think that's why he appeals to a lot of people, is he's speaking to the people who are struggling.
Well, I think Americans are probably in the predicament that they are is because they have been trusting billionaires to pull their fat out of the fire for a long time. Trump's not going to do anything different than what's been come along before. He's just going to be a loudmouth as he does it. I mean, this is the hustle, and you know, nothing's going to change. And I don't think that I personally don't believe Trump's going to go anywhere in the Republican nomination process. I think he's the
right. Right.
He's the flavor of the day, as it were.
Didn't we fall for the hustle when Obama was in there? Didn't everybody fall for his hustle twice?
Well, I think that once a president's in, it's pretty difficult to get them out. The only one that has been, let's see, there's been 2 one-term presidents in my lifetime.
George Bush, the first.
George Bush, the first, who had a third party, there was basically an independent runs, and he probably wouldn't have lost if it hadn't been for the independent. And the other one was dealing with an extraordinarily bad economic situation, Jimmy Carter. So
right.
It's difficult for a president not to get a second go at things.
Well, Mike, what do you want Donald Trump to do for you exactly?
I don't really want him to do anything for me. I'm taking care of myself. I would like to see him or any candidate, let's have someone step up. And let's make the immigration a little bit. If you want to come into this country, that's fantastic. But let's do it the right way. Let's do it the legal way. Let's pay taxes like people who are born and raised here. And let's toughen up on that. You know, the fact that we're letting illegal immigrants do whatever they want. That's not even
what's right about following the diktats of bureaucrats.
Oh, I'm not saying they have to follow the bureaucrats. All I'm saying is as you know, I don't know, man. Like I said, I follow so many different ideologies, and I'm trying to find a party that I can call home.
Well, there's no ideologies behind most of the political parties, so you know it's going to be hard to match any kind of ideology up with them. They just sort of float with how the wind blows and what they think people want to hear. But
what comes out of inside the Beltway in Washington, that you know, I mean, and but we've heard the same thing year after year after year after year. And nothing's getting changed. I don't see.
Yeah, well, I don't know why. I mean, certainly Donald Trump isn't going to be any different than any of the other people that have perpetrated this status quo. But what I hear from you is frustration with these so-called illegal immigrants, and I don't share that at all. I mean, I think everybody is an illegal because we all break the law. We've all broken various different government rules and statutes and ordinances, whether it's speeding in your car or drinking on underage or whatever. Everybody's an illegal from that aspect. And as long as you're not hurting anybody else, there's nothing wrong with being illegal. There's nothing wrong with breaking the government's rules or ignoring the bureaucrats.
Let me ask you this. It does not bother you that if you move to Spain there comfortably, you need to learn their language. It doesn't bother you that a large majority, I don't know everywhere, I live in the South, man. So a large majority of the illegal immigrants that are here, they never try to learn our language.
Is this a problem for you?
Well,
do you talk to a lot of people who don't know English?
If I go to another country and live, I want to live comfortably and
I know.
Be a part of that.
But I'm talking about you and your life. Do you encounter a lot of people who just don't know English?
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. I work in a company that employs a lot of Puerto Ricans, and I would say 100% of them don't know a lick of English.
Puerto Ricans are Americans, right?
I understand that they are Americans. So,
okay, I just want to make sure.
You know what? If you want, I can continue this discussion. I think it's an interesting one. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Who's someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I've found something that works. Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. Doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar. If you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back, because this stuff works. Australian Dream is available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Walmart, Target, and other drugstores and supermarkets everywhere.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.